Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's Dijon back at it with another one. Like, follow, subscribe, turn on your notifications. It's going to be called Feelings Without Words. Now, this episode was recorded after Forks and Inches, but I'm not too sure how I'm going to release this. So, to get into it. Now, for about almost a week, I want to say a little bit less than a week, I've been in a mood. If you remember, in dealing with depression or dancing with depression, I kind of talk about how I know when the onset of an episode is coming on, and I could tell. This one was different. So when I say a mood, because remember that a mood could last up to, let's say, hours up to several days. That's the difference between a mood and going through like maybe an emotional episode or something. Look it up. So I'm going through it, and it started when I was doing the I was kind of going over the notes on Forks and Inches in another episode. So I'm writing it, and I get to talking to the homeboy Malik. Shout out to him, because he's the one who actually inspired this episode. And I'm like, bruh, I'm like, man, I'm feeling some type of way. Like, I'm not really upset or nothing, but I just ain't feeling right. And we get to working through it, and he was like, hey, bro, why don't you show him how you think and how you deal with issues, or let's say like problems, because problems are meant to be solved. So that's how this came about. So, like I said, I'm going over Forks and Inches. And then I noticed the mood coming on. I also noticed that my eating habit changes. So remember, when things start to feel out of control, the first thing that you do is try to gain control of something that you actually have control over. Now, two things that I do. So in Forks and Inches, I talk about how like food is one of them. Before, I used to drink sodas, then it changes into my eating pattern. Another thing that I do is, no lie, I cut my hair. So I shave my head. Like when I'm going, if I feel godly, I let it grow. If I feel worldly, I cut my hair off. That's the best way that I could put it. So I don't want to let go of my hair, so it can't be that bad. Plus it's wintertime. But I noticed that my food is changing up, and it's getting so bad to where I get acid reflux. And for the longest, I haven't had it. And for those who don't know, heartburn feels like you're dying, about to have a heart attack. Acid reflux, you get this burn in your esophagus. It's painful. Either way, none of them are good. So I'm going through that, and I'm eating. But I don't pump the brakes. So then it keeps going. I'm like, damn, okay, I can't shake it. I talked to one of the homies, right? I seen counsel. We get to talking, I feel good. I'm in my zone. But I leave, I'm not feeling too good again. Something ain't right. I talk to the homegirl, and shout out to Lisiana Mache. She's doing her thing, so she talking about her music. Listen to her music, dope. She writes a book. Tap in, Bless My Game one time, gives me the book. Man, I saw, you know, again, blessings. I'm talking to her. She do her spoken word thing, plus she rapping. So we get into that. I'm bouncing some ideas off her. And I'm rooting for her. Bam, bam, bam. Feeling some type of way afterward. But I feel good. Like, in a moment I'm talking to her, I feel good. When people come to me with their, say, with an issue, right? Again, problem, something to mean to be solved, or they put something on my plate. We're talking, it takes my mind off of things. It's almost a distraction, but in a good way. Again, I can't shake this mood. Bro, what's going on? So again, I started seeing counseling. So I done went to the homie Shaq, aka PH, or Private Hour. Then I talked to Kev. Shout out Kev Rowland. He doing this thing in the fitness game, so I'm seeking, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, alright, Kev say something to me, and it's funny, because my man been blessed with something spiritually. He's going through it, and he gives me an exercise. He's like, come on, man, remind yourself of who you are. Like, you one foot in, one foot out. We going through the whole thing, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, cool, okay. Bet. Now, normally what I do in a situation like this is that when I say I seek counsel, I go backwards. I call people in Cali and like I'll kind of converse with them so that way we can have something and we build off it, because those are the people that I say have known me like my day ones, if you really want to call them that. Like this, like this is like my family. At the, you know, we that close. This is my family. So I didn't want to do this. So like again, I'm seeking counsel. To kind of get in, that describes what's going on. First and foremost, the reason why I call it feelings, or feelings without words, is because that's something that I practice. That's something, if I'm not mistaken, I got from The Purpose of Now. I can't think of Brett's name, but The Purpose of Now. We tend to have, and this is a species thing amongst us, because we're the ones who think, but we tend to misinterpret situations and we'll misdiagnose something based off of just the first information we get instead of letting it sink in. So feeling without words means, hey, you don't interpret it. Let the feelings mature. Let them express themselves as they want, because we'll instantly be like, oh, I'm upset. But like already be like, I'm angry, I'm pissed off, I'm this. Nah, let it go through. Or I'm confused. Like me, I feel like a lot of things, like I was scattered. So I take a step back and I just be like, all right, I'm gonna let this feel. Just like I said, I noticed that I'm eating. But before I diagnose myself, I'm like, I'm gonna just keep eating. I ain't gonna lie, it tastes good to a degree or whatever. And I know if I let it run its course, I have a habit of going back, because again, I value my body. My body is a temple, and I have my own way of expressing that. I tattoos let you know I decorate it. So I know how I treat my own temple. So I let it go. And then the interpretation, like I said, if you let it mature, you may find out that what you thought was going on may not be the cause or the case. So again, that's like I'm letting you know how I roll through it. The reason why you don't want to judge too is because you got to be aware of the thoughts that are coming into mind. What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? How are you talking to yourself? How are you thinking about other people, about the actions that's going on, about your situation, your surroundings and stuff? So I noticed I kept using the word hate towards things when it's not really what I mean, because I know what hate is. I don't like to say that I hate people, because if you hate somebody, you might as well go into the terms of using the word, oh, we got beef. And if that's the case, it might as well be funk on sight. See, there's certain common terms and words that we use in today's day and age that we shouldn't be using them. And I think beef is one of them. Hate is another one. Because if you genuinely hate somebody, go ahead and do something. A lot of, if it's up there, then it's up there, right? Like, if you really about that life, you got to do it. So, again, take hold and be accountable for your thoughts. But be aware of your thoughts. Don't judge your thoughts initially. Because if that voice in your head is talking and you're starting to notice that you're being hard on yourself, is it you being hard on yourself? Or is it somebody else starts creeping back in, and now you're starting to take them for what, as being the truth, as being set in stone, as being, I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't think of it, but hopefully you guys get what I'm trying to say. So if you don't judge the thoughts and you let it feel, either you have the chance to be like, hear it out, and then if it's some BS, go ahead and get rid of it. Go ahead and shred it. Go ahead and use the exercises you do to make sure that thought is no longer within it. Like I said, your mental real estate is important. So whoever you give time to let sink in, if it's whether it's you or somebody else, be careful who you're letting live in your mental space. Be careful of the thoughts that you let live into them. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, I'm noticing my thoughts and I'm going, oh, all right, bro, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, is the things that you're doing, is it in your control or out of your control? And while this is going on, a lot of things are bothering me. So within the last month, I get sideswiped at for Sunday fun day. I'm downtown. They ain't leave no note. Call the police. And I don't even like calling the police, bruh. But I 311. These niggas still ain't been out here to go look at my car. I'm like, this is why I don't like y'all. Well, they ain't gonna lie to me. That's one of the reasons. You give me another reason why not to like them. Then, now this is on me, but the actions are still within but out of my control. So, you know, I got that hookah gang, and I'm a part of that life. I drop a call on my laptop, and it burnt the back of it, which burnt the screen. That's another thing. The fitness game. So, remember, I left my other job. Now I'm I'm doing a personal fitness plus I'm front desk, bam, bam, bam. And it's starting to seem disorganized, and that's bothering me. Right? And like, so you get these thoughts. So, and it's a lot, like, believe it or not, I don't know, a lot of people have bad taste for personal trainers. I don't know where it came from. But, you know, it's up to me to live my truth and live my thing and give them another reason to believe in this or whatever. But that's a whole nother story. So, but giving, like, being a personal trainer is coach. I have to be a big brother, even to people who are older than me. I have to, in some aspects, be somewhat of a therapist. All these different things. Though I'm not licensed, I don't get like diagnoses or anything. But I have to be this open air. Everything's vibrational. Everything's energy. So it does take a lot to give energy, especially if it's not always reciprocated. Sometimes I need my recharge. Again, the best analogy I like to use is a cup. So I have a cup. You have a cup. Now, sometimes my cup may be a lot, and I'm going to pour into your cup because I have enough to give. Vice versa. Sometimes you have something in yours. Sometimes one of our cups may be tainted, so I may pour into yours, or I may pour it out. Or we find some ways to filter, because as you become, if you blossom into who you're supposed to be, you should know that you have a big plate in front of you. You should have a filter. You should be able to filter the BS. And again, that comes around to the people you're with and all this stuff. So being a personal trainer, so that's taking a lot. Now my thoughts are disorganized. I'm not paying attention. Which leads into the next one. Start paying attention to your environment. So when I go to my apartment, I come home, it's a mess. Things are disorganized. But I'm tired and I'm procrastinating, or I'm putting off, because at this point I just want to rest. I'm trying to find peace. I'm trying to do these different things. So I'm sitting here looking around and it's not making it no better. And I am aware of this. But I'm sitting there going, okay, what am I going to do? Like, this isn't a priority right now. This is probably, like, the least of my concerns as far as it goes, because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I'm getting better at it. All right. So we go on. So next thing you know, like, once I started seeking a counsel, and again, let's go back to how I picked the counsel. Let's start there. So, if you're wondering how to figure out, because just because you guys are friends doesn't mean you should seek counseling. Not everybody knows how to help in all situations. Hopefully that makes sense. So, case in point, one thing about it is, if I ask you for help, I will never be mad at the way that you give it to me, because especially if I'm not specific. But if I specifically ask for you to help me in a certain way and you do something opposite, then now you're wrong. But if I just ask for your help without being specific and you help me the best way that you see fit, then I can never be wrong at that. One thing about problems, or like, again, it's the word problem. So problems are meant to be solved. There's a solution to it. It's not definite. But when you go to certain people, they feel like right away they might tell you something cookie cutter, as in, hey, you'll be okay. Yes, that's correct. Bruh, I'm going to be okay. But I didn't ask you that. I really didn't. I may have even asked for your help. You may have asked me how I'm going, and I said I have a problem. You asked me what I like to share. You never asked, did I want your opinion on it or anything like that, but yet you give it. All right, cool. But, you know, I can't be mad because I try to take the step back and look at where it's coming from. Again, I'm a devil's advocate. So I go, all right, you know what? This is probably, hopefully, this should be coming from a good place. Like, if we mess with each other, you have some kind of feelings for me. So you should want to help me, but I may have not asked you for it. You may not know how to give help. Just because you want to help doesn't mean you should always be forthcoming to give help, especially if you don't have multiple tools in your bag. So when I seek counsel, I'm looking for those who, of course, we have a good relationship, those who listen, those who put action behind words and are accountable for themselves. You get what I'm saying? And those who, when they hear a situation, I may have tested the water, that I know that they're not just shooting off the hip, that they're like, oh, okay, this is your salute. Like, this is your situation. Let me take a step back. Ah, bro. Now we get the chopping up game, or they might just be like, you know what? Let me come back to it. Like, but we're bouncing off. And to be honest, they've had to been receptive of maybe some of the counsel that I've given them. Think about that. they're receptive of my words. So they value what I have to say, which makes me feel valuable. So in order for this to feel mutual, it has to be reciprocated. And like I said, I now go to them. So again, I went to my counsel, my Texas counsel, and that felt good. Bam. Now go back. So I'm going to them, and in the meantime, I'm looking at my environment. One of the things I do is I start cleaning up. I start to organize my apartment. It's funny because now I feel like some of the pressure and the weight is lifting off. Now some of the thoughts are becoming organized again. Wow, you get what I mean? So again, we're talking about having problems and how you're dealing with them. If you have counsel, seek counsel. Also check your environment. Make sure that your and check your thoughts. Are your thoughts organized? And then if they're organized, also what else are you thinking about? Are the words that you're using towards yourself? Are you too hard on yourself or not hard enough? Or are you in the middle? Hopefully you are in the middle. Then look at the environment in which you're in. Is it conducive or conductive of thoughts that are going to be clear? Is it going to help you be creative and all this stuff? Or do you feel trapped in it? Do you feel smothered? How is your environment relating to your thoughts? Because all of these are going to go hand in hand into the action that you are, into what you're doing. Okay. So I'm going through all of this stuff, and now it's helping. Now we're going to go into the exercise point of it. All right, so these are some of the things that you can do. So I'm just letting you know how I deal with situations, how I deal with problems. So one of the exercises that I do is actually take forth and I go exercise. Walking. Walking and keeping my body movement, plus if you do it to yours, there are studies that have been done that say they reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. You can go look it up. So just getting your body movement. You know what I'm saying? Walk the stress off, walking things. So I'm already exercising because that's a part of who I am. That's now in my lifestyle. So that's why I don't necessarily go to the gym for therapeutic reasons no more, because I feel like I am past that, but I do that. Another thing I do, but I started to notice. Now, let me backtrack again. So remember, I'm talking to Kev. Kev gives me an exercise that will remind me that I know that I'm that dude, which I know that I feel. So when I do that exercise, I start thinking, going back to my foundation, what has brought me peace in the past that may help me in the present? Reading. I noticed that my reading hasn't been on point, and I'm an avid reader, so I go back, start to read, and that helped me. A big thing that I noticed, remember, like I said, I've been on a spiritual journey for the last few years. Now, one thing that I noticed that I wasn't doing was doing my grateful prayers. Because when I remind myself of being grateful, I'm like, hold on. Again, I know things aren't that bad. I wasn't even thinking that things were bad. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But as I sat there, and one thing that I said, you know what? I'm thankful I have another chance. And that chance is to make something better or make something out of tomorrow or even today if I want to. And I do this throughout the day sometimes. I may stop in the middle of the day and start praying, because something's not right and I need to, on a spiritual connection, I'm going to talk to the ancestors and I'm going to talk to the universe, or like whoever you want to call them, or her, you know, call them. But I'm speaking. Do the same. Figure it out. Which leads me, meditate if you can. And journal. So my journaling's not on point, but I've been trying to journal. The homie Shaq, when we went to counsel with him, he was like, bro, I've been journaling. And he was like, and I was like, man, you know, I ain't never been consistent. He said, I ain't been either. But what I've been trying to do is more consistent. So I put myself on a challenge. Bet. So I'm writing. He was like, I don't care if I got to write one sentence out. I'm going to write it out. So I've been kind of playing with it here and there, but I've been jotting. So I'm like, all right, so we're going to focus on it. The meditation game, you could get lost in meditation in multiple ways. It's not just about sitting in silence or anything like that. If I catch my zone while I'm reading, because I like to read on a bike as I'm working out, I actually get into a form because I no longer am in the I'm in the present moment, but I'm not worried about anything but the present moment, which brings me to that. An exercise that you have to practice is being present. Be present. Engulf yourself in the stillness that's around you, in the volume of your room. Like, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but be, because constantly when bombarded with different stimuli, whether it be noise, whether it be the visual aspect, touch, smell, sound, there's a lot of stimuli in this world. This is the world that we live in. That's what makes it more complex, but the world really isn't as complex as we make it out to be. So practice being still, practice taking it all in, but not in a form of distractions. Just taking it all in. Feel yourself. Feel yourself in the world around you. So be present in the moment. And also, too, be present in this sense. If you go on vacation, be on vacation. If you're at work, be at work. If you're with the homies, be with the homies. Whatever you're doing, be present. Because the more you're present, I swear, you'll start, like, it helps out and it eases your mind. Because the minute that you get focused and you're distracted, now you're being pulled out in so many different directions. You're looking like Stretch Armstrong out there. For those who are old enough to remember Stretch Armstrong. Another thing that you can do, and this is the last one. I haven't got to it yet, but I've been thinking about it because I've heard that it's helped people. Is I might buy me an adult coloring book. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I feel like I don't even like to draw. Like, I kind of do, but I don't. But drawing, I heard, helps people. And I heard it kind of brings out the creativity in people, and it may help. But for those who are creative and in their natural state, draw, paint, buy a coloring book. If you're creative with your words, write a poem maybe about how you feel. Write a rap about how you feel. Do something. Go back into your creative state, because if you can find a way to be creative, then it's easier to not think about war or other distractions. Because for creativity to flow, you have to have a certain state of peace. Peace is something that you never have to look for. It's always within, if you didn't know. I think I'll leave it right there. This has been OTR Off the Rip again. Like, follow, subscribe. Appreciate y'all listening. Love y'all.